iPal Solo allows you to read printed text and can save up to 4 pages. To start reading, place a document or book under the camera. Orientation does not matter. You will hear a shutter sound, and then a few beeps and Solo will start reading. To control reading, simply use your hand. To pause or stop reading, simply wave your hand above the printed material from left to right. To resume reading, repeat your hand movement. To read the previous sentence, move your hand from right to left, just above the printed material. Move your hand as many times as it takes to read your desired previous sentence. If you prefer, you can use buttons on the front panel to control how iPal Solo reads to you. The green square button, all the way to the right, is used to turn the device on as well as off. The white circle button on the left side of the front panel allows you to pause and resume reading. If this circle button is held down for 3 seconds, it will enable and disable the use of hand motions. The red square button all the way to the left is used to read the previous sentence. Again, this button may be pressed as many times as you need to go back to a certain sentence. To the right of the white circle button is 2 white square buttons. These square buttons are lined up vertically, one on top of the other. The top button will increase the reading speed, while the bottom button will decrease the reading speed. Volume may be changed by turning the knob in the middle of the front panel of the device. To learn the functions of the keys on the keypad, please hold down the Help button and any other key on the keypad. You will then hear a description of the key and its function.
You've just learned everything you need to know about a brand new product from ABIC called iPal Solo, the latest camera-based OCR system from ABIC Incorporated. Hello everybody, my name is Earl Harrison from HandyTech North America, and this is a demonstration of the iPal Solo, as well as the iPal from ABIC Incorporated. I'm first going to demonstrate the iPal Solo, and then the iPal, and as we go, kind of compare the two and maybe determine which might be best for you if you are in the market for such a reading solution. Camera-based OCR solutions is where it's at these days. Scanner-based optical character recognition systems have been a wonderful thing for a good many years, but they are quickly going by way of the dinosaur, with companies like ABIC and Kurzweil Reading Technologies blazing the trail in camera-based OCR systems. It's really changing the way blind people or people with print disabilities think about access to print material. Now, the iPal Solo is really intended for the person who doesn't really care about computers or technology for that matter. They just want to read their mail, read boxes out of the cupboard, that kind of thing. And all without a big, you know, setup or fuss or the need to issue a lot of commands. And I think that ABIC is the first to use motion sensing technology in such a way that it actually makes reading fun, I think. I've got the iPal Solo running, of course. That was the help, the online help that we heard earlier. And I got that simply by pressing the key in the lower left-hand corner of the keypad, which actually has Velcro on it, and I can press any key. I'll go ahead and press that lower left key again.
iPal Solo allows you to read.
And it just starts reading the help from the beginning. If I press and hold the key that's just a little bit above it and to the right, which is actually the center key between a cluster of arrows.
www.aussiegrills.com or call Aussie customer service at 1-800-2.
Pressing that key actually started the reading of a document that I had before I started this recording. So I can go ahead and just grab a piece of paper. As soon as I've turned on iPal Solo and it's booted up, it is ready to read. And it takes about a minute for it to boot up. You'll hear that it's got very high quality speech, and all I need to do is place the document down on the flatbed here. Not really a flatbed, it's the top of a computer.
Called us first. Thank you for your recent purchase.
Okay, and I hear, call us first. Thank you for your recent purchase. And I think that's all it says on
for
this.
Immediate help I with assembly, or if you experience any problems with your Aussie product, please I contact our highly trained customer service department I at 1-800-251-758 before G% returning this product JLWM or to the store SLP&M.
So we also got some strange characters probably associated with graphics on the page. If I wanted to read up and down. Well, first of all, let me start out with a little bit of a description of the iPal Solo. The iPal Solo is essentially like most reading appliances, is a computer, but it's set up in such a way that when you boot it up for the first time, it launches into the iPal Solo software, so you don't have to go in and launch the program yourself. Continuing on with the description of the device, I think we heard a pretty good description when we were listening to the help at the beginning of this, but just going through the physical characteristics so you know what to expect, I'd say the whole thing weighs about, I don't know, 4 pounds? 4 or 5 pounds. It's light. you've just got a very few buttons on the front of the unit. You've got one button, a square button, that you press to turn the unit on and off, and it is running, as far as I can tell, on a Windows platform. So it carries out a proper shutdown when you press that little button all the way to the right. We've got a keypad that extends from a USB port on the back of the unit. So we've got really three things here with iPal Solo. We've got the computer itself on which you place your documents, whether they be books, newspapers, labels, or that kind of thing. We've got a camera that sticks out of the back of the unit. On the bottom of the stand is a very short USB cable that plugs right into a USB port just behind the stand. And we've got a keypad with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 keys on it. Not more, 9, 10. 10 keys on it, and we heard earlier on how we can actually just press it and hold down a key to hear information on how that key works or get it to carry out a function. Okay. So let me just go ahead and show you how iPal Solo reads. I place the document down, and I hear a chime sound to indicate that it's ready to take the picture, and then the shutter sound.
Called us first. Thank you for your recent purchase. For immediate help with assembly, or if you experience any problems with your Aussie product, please call.
And I simply pass my hand underneath the camera to get it to stop reading. This is what I think is so clever about this product, is that they do a very, very nice job of utilizing motion technology. Which is especially good for people who have difficulties with buttons, people who have difficulties with fine motor coordination, dexterity, or sensation for that matter. As long as you know where to wave your hand, you can actually control the reading of the iPal Solo just by gesturing. So I'm going to go ahead, pass my hand under the camera once again from left to right.
Your Aussie product. Please contact our highly trained customer service department at 122SI.
I pass it under again to get it to stop. So we hear that it starts and stops reading right where we left off. I'll pass it under again from left to right to get it to start reading. But after I do that, I'm going to pass my hand under the camera from right to left to read back a sentence at a time. So I can actually go back in a document as I'm reading. So if I miss something, I just wave my hand under it.
Before returning this product to
from
the
right
store.
To left.
For immediate help with assembly, or if
again.
You experience any problems with your. Thank you for your recent purchase.
And stop
purchase.
It.
Purchase. For immediate help with the.
Okay, so that's really slick. I'm going to take the page off.
Please place your document.
And immediately we hear, please place your document. I'm going to take a different document. I think this is the manual that actually goes to this. Fun new propane grill that we just purchased. Let's slap it down on the top of the scanner here, on the top of the unit. And we're just reading the cover.
Grilling Perfection 6703C8FKK1 Vantage Inspired Design LP Gas Grill Assembly and Use Manual for outdoor household use only, not for commercial use. Need help? Need to register your grill? Looking for Aussie parts and accessories?
Okay. And on the front of the unit, there is actually a volume control. I can turn that down if I'm... If I feel like I want to listen to it in the background as I'm talking to you here. And it actually gets quite loud. It's got a very good speaker on board.
These instructions could result in fire or explosion, which could cause death, serious personal injury, or property damage. Read and follow instructions carefully before assembly or use. Do not use this product
okay,
for any
that.
Other
me,
purpose
let,
than which it is.
Let me go back and read that again. That little disclaimer about causing causing injury or death.
Or other flammable vapors and liquid. Save these instructions. These instructions must be kept. Do not use this product for any other purpose than which it is intended.
Okay, so I'm not supposed to use this product for any other purpose than for which it is intended. I'm going to go back and
read and follow instructions carefully before assembly or use.
Again, I'm just passing my hand under it. Now, see, what I've done is I've stopped it from the continuous reading, and now as I pass my hand under from right to left, it's just going to read back a sentence at a time.
Failure to follow these instructions could result in fire or explosion, which could cause death, serious personal injury, or property damage.
Okay, we've already used this grill several times, and we're still here to talk about it, so I think we're doing it right. So that's the iPal Solo. I mean, there's really not much more to say about it other than it is really very fast. Let me switch, turn the page here.
Damage. Please place your document.
It immediately knows that I've picked up my document. I set the page down. It immediately knows that I've done this. Takes the picture. And already within a couple of seconds here.
1-800-251-7558 AM 5 PM E.ST Monday, Friday 1-423-639
Okay,
please
place
your document.
And immediately, within really a fraction of a second, it knows that I've taken the document off. There's nothing there. That is really the sum and substance of everything that I have to say about iPal Solo. It is a reading appliance that is a pleasure to have on my reading table here. It's fantastic for, obviously, identification of documents, as well as the detailed reading of documents. And you can hear that the speech synthesis is also excellent, and it's really intended for somebody who just wants to read. Now, moving on to iPal, that's not to be mistaken with iPal Solo. The iPal is an apparatus that connects to your computer, and I actually have it connected to a netbook computer, a Samsung NC10, that is plenty fast for the iPal application. But before we move on to the iPal, let me go ahead and shut the iPal Solo down. The only bone of contention I really have with iPal Solo is the fan, and it's really a minor nitpicky thing. The fan is a little bit loud for my taste. And it gives me little beep warnings that I'm doing that, and it's already shut down. Okay, so that was iPal Solo, the easy to use, very, very quick camera-based scan and read solution for people who don't care about computers. Now, for those of you who do care about computers, we've got something called iPal. Nothing solo about it. iPal is actually an offshoot of a couple of low vision products. ABIC, based out of Boston, Massachusetts, originally started out with a product called ZoomX, which is a camera-based OCR system intended for people who have low vision. The idea being that you can snap a picture and have it read, again, very quickly as a low vision person zooms in on graphics, diagrams, what have you, and are able to follow up a tracking highlight and that kind of thing. They then introduced a product called ZoomTwix. What's really slick about ZoomTwix is that you can actually Like the iPal or the ZoomX, take it from classroom to classroom or from office to office if you have to attend a lot of meetings. Look at a lot of PowerPoint presentations or overheads at the front of the room. If you're a person who from time to time experiences eye fatigue, as you see the slides changing, one keystroke, Control-Shift-S, will actually snap the image. And because they're date and time stamped, you can actually view them in the order in which they were taken. So that's ZoomTwist. You've got ZoomX, which has the one camera for snapping images and can be used as a video magnifier as well. But ZoomTwist incorporates a much better camera for distance viewing and handwriting. Now, the thing that really turned a lot of people on about these two products in the early days, ZoomX and ZoomTwist, is the OCR and the processor speed. I mean, I kid you not, even on this little netbook that I'm about to show you with 1 gig of memory, 1.6 gigahertz single core processor, generally I can get a full 8.5 by 11 document to read in about 3 seconds, if that. This really caught the attention of the developers at ABIC, the fact that blind people were really attracted to their product, even though they couldn't see the low vision aspect. So they decided to come up with a product for blind people, which would even scan faster, if you can imagine that, and eliminate some of the processing because, of course, the magnification component's been cut out of the mix here. Also, it's worth noting that ZoomX, ZoomTwist, and iPal all have Braille support. And the HandyTech Easy Braille was the first ever Braille device supported by ZoomX or iPal. Okay, so I've plugged in the unit, and it occurred to me as I was getting the unit out, I thought that I'd grab the iPal, but in fact, I grabbed ZoomX instead, and the ZoomTwix. When I left my office and I'm recording this at home. So you're going to see what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and demonstrate the ZoomX software for you, which is going to give you really the same results. In fact, the commands are identical. So I'm going to go over to my netbook here and go to my desktop.
Desktop list. My documents. Not selected.
Since I don't have the iPal unit with me, I'm going to go to ABIC Zoom Office.
ABIC Zoom Office.
There it is.
21 of 29.
Activate that. Again, for the purposes of this recording, the user experience between ZoomX and iPal are identical.
Wireless network connection. Windows was unable to find a certificate to log you onto the network HandyTech.
That's okay.
Zoom Office. Camera started.
Okay, so I think this is going to be enough volume for you to hear in the recording. I'm just recording off the onboard microphones on my Lenovo ThinkPad here. And I think it should come out pretty good. But the netbook that I'm using is simply the stock NC10, the Samsung NC10 netbook. And again, the specs are 1.6 gigahertz processor, a 160 gig hard drive, and 1 gig of memory on this unit. So the camera started, and we heard that spoken by Tom that comes with the RealSpeak Solo Voices with JAWS for Windows. I just installed that, and I'm just using that as my Sappy voice because it does support Sappy speech. And although it is recommended that you use iPal or ZoomX on a Windows XP computer, as I'm doing here, if you are using Vista, it does work well. And the speech synthesizers that come with Vista are actually very, very good. Already, so you don't really need to go in search of another text-to-speech engine. In fact, as I set up a system just a couple weeks ago for some folks who were completely happy with the female Microsoft voice that comes on Windows XP, which it worked for them, so that's all that counts. So I've got ZoomX set up here instead of iPal because, well, somebody grabbed the wrong box. That would be me. And again, no worries because it's going to be the same results and the same commands and everything. So why don't I go ahead and take that same book that warned me about grilling with propane and how it can cause death or injury. Not necessarily in that order. And I'm going to place the book down in underneath the, we'll call it, the ZoomX camera. Could very well be the iPal camera. Okay, I think I've driven that point home. And I'm going to go ahead and just press the letter E, which, for reasons that elude me, is the command that actually snaps the image and starts reading. The first picture is always going to take the longest. So it's figuring it out here. Boink, boink, boink. This camera is really sensitive, too. So you've got to have a nice stable image. So if you've got shadows blowing around on the table from trees outside your window, it's not going to find that image. Now, I'm sitting in a very dark room, and the little bit of vision that I've got tells me that there is no light. And in fact, it's nighttime. I'm sitting in the dark. And I should probably just go ahead and escape from this, because what I need to do is turn on the LED lights by pressing Control L. I'm going to go ahead and turn the camera on.
Camera started.
Actually, I think this is the point where I have to turn on the LED. Control L.
Light on.
Yeah, there we go. Duh. You couldn't see a thing. It was blinder than me. Okay, so I'm going
to
go ahead and take the picture again.
Let's see.
Okay, updates are available for Nokia PC Suite. I'm glad to know that. I'm gonna press the letter E. And now it can see. So let's see what we come up with.
/ /FT19BSY01 half Parkman / on a VCAP USVVRPOU TIO $ tag IWWN.
Okay, well, that didn't go very swimmingly, so let's go ahead and turn to another page, because that could have been anything. That could have been pictures of the assembly of the units. I'm going to turn to some random page here. Set it down. Again, I'm using the legs on the unit for guidance, so it's always perfectly straight. And I will turn on my camera.
Camera started.
Press the letter E and see how we do.
Connecting / disconnecting the gas. Using gas, a danger. Carbon monoxide hazard. This appliance can produce carbon monoxide, which has no odor. Using it in an enclosed space can kill you. Never use this appliance.
We just learned that carbon monoxide can kill you. So that's great information. So you saw that actually scanned and read very, very quickly. To stop it from reading, I simply press the letter X. And I can resume by pressing the letter X again.
Appliance indoors, on recreational vehicles, or boats. Warning, to reduce the risk of serious bodily injury or death from fire or explosion, use solely propane gas with this up began.
I'm so glad I picked this book. Okay, so now, and it is a book, and we're going to actually take a look at how to scan a book a little bit quicker than what I'm doing here. The way I'm using it now is the same way I would use it if I were to, say, grab a stack of mail and sit down at the table and want to read the mail. So let's go ahead and turn the page, set it down, turn on the camera by pressing the space bar.
Camera started.
And snap the image by pressing letter E. So we hit the camera, the shutter.
Before using your LP gas grill, installation codes. Warning, to reduce the risk of serious bodily injury or death from fire or explosion, this installation must conform with local codes, or, in the absence of local codes, with either the National Fuel Gas Code.
Okay, they just go on and on about the risk of death and explosion. Okay, so you see that read probably in about 3 seconds. And again, I'm using a pretty modest processor. Imagine how fast it would be if you had a screaming machine with, say, a 3 gigahertz processor and 4 gig of memory or something like that. It's ultra fast, and I'm just using this little bitty netbook to do this. Okay, so the next thing I want to show you is we've got these few pages, and I want to find out some of the properties of the page that I took the just took the image of. Well, there's a keystroke that allows me to get those properties, and that keystroke is Control Shift Letter E.
8 main sections, 2 headers, 381 words, 30% text.
So it tells me that I've got 8 main sections. It tells me how many words I have, how many headers, and it actually tells me the percentage of the document that is text. So in this case, it's 30% text. So that tells me that we've got either a lot of white space or a lot of graphics on this particular page. Okay, so now let's look at how we would scan a book. Say if we're in a hurry to get something scanned and uploaded to Bookshare, for example. I'm going to go into the book menu. And I'm just using the system access screen reader here. If I wanted to, I could turn on the speech within ZoomX, because it can be a completely self-voicing system. I would do this under the settings menu. So this is the book menu. I'm going to down arrow through here. Apologize for the audio for the Tom, the Real Speak Solo Tom, is much louder than my Neo speech, but you can hear that it's actually still very very good quality and snappy response. Okay. I want to create a new book. So I press enter on that. And I can call this grill stuff. Grill stuff. And the author, I don't know, I can keep that blank. The book location, you can actually browse and set your default book location. And why not start on page 1? And I'll create the book here just by pressing this create button.
Camera started. Stuff. Next page. Editable text. 1.
Okay, so I hear camera started as soon as I created this book.
Scanning options. 1 page at a time. Radio button selected.
And I've got the scanning options. I can do 1 page at a time, or I can actually go to 2 pages at a time. This book's a little big for that, so we won't do that. But it's just a matter of down arrowing to
only
odd or even pages.
Two
pages at once. Okay, I'm going to go back up to 1 page at a time. And the default mode is manual mode. I want to do auto mode. Now, with some of the trailblazing OCR software, such as Kurzweil and OpenBook, I have to give them props because, you know, they were the first that did what they did and did it very, very well. With those programs, there is an option to set an interval of time. Now, for example, 5 seconds. Every 5 seconds, the scanner head would pass, and you'd scan another page, and you can continue scanning, which back in the day was very, very fast. Well, this makes that look very, very slow, as you can actually scan an entire book, a 100-page book, in probably about 10-15 minutes. Which is amazing. We're just going to go ahead and scan a few pages out of this grill manual book, and just to demonstrate how it works. And the iPal is essentially going to wait for movement under the camera to stop, so you're no longer bound to this 5-second interval as you're trying to unstick pages and lay them out flat, and saying, "Oh, criminy, I wish I could do this faster, or maybe set it a little bit longer interval." This just waits for you to stop moving, then it snaps the image. So I'm going to go ahead and tell it to begin auto mode. Okay, we've started. And I actually moved the page, so that one's not going to be very successful. I moved it right when the shutter was sounding. So I'm moving my hand under the page. I've stopped just now. It took the picture, and I'm going to go ahead and turn to the next page. Stop. It senses that I've stopped. I flip the book over, take a look at the next page, make sure that it's nice and flat. I'm still moving under the camera. Now I've stopped. Snaps the image. And so I can go. It senses the movement under the camera. and every time I stop, I've got the page nicely laid out there. I'm sure that it's ready. I'm ready to go. Now I'm working at my speed, not the speed that the software is dictating to me. So I can go ahead and stop this mode and say that I'm done. I just tab to the done button.
Opening page 6.
And I hear that I'm now on page 6. So I've taken 6 images, and I can just go back up to the top of the document and or save this as a, let's go ahead and take a look at some of our saving options here. Going to the applications, I'm going to go down arrow through this menu.
Menu open. Load image.
I can load an image,
save
the image, or
save text.
Or I can save it as a text document,
save wave.
Or I can save it as a wave file. So if I scan a book and I want to burn it onto a CD or send it over to whatever my favorite portable media device might be. Okay, so there's print preview,
print setup,
and then this is our settings menu. So I don't think I'm going to go in there. I think that I've given you a pretty good idea what iPal is capable of doing. In this case, actually, I'm using ZoomX, and again, it's an identical experience. Just imagine iPal without any of the magnification features. Anyways, I'm a fan. I love it. I think it's revolutionary. I think that reading my own mail is much more enjoyable because of the work that the folks at ABIC are doing, and we at Handy Tech North America are proud to be distributors of the ABIC line of camera-based OCR systems. If you'd like to find out more about iPal, ZoomX, ZoomTwix, iPal Solo, or any of the other adaptive technology products that Handy Tech North America has to offer, feel free to give us a call at 651-636-5184. You can also contact us online via email at sales@handytech.us. And of course, our website is always changing, always evolving, so feel free to stop in and pay us a visit there every once in a while at www.handytech.us.